This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour now on the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen here from the studios of 94.3 The Star in Kauai, Hawaii. It's the middle, what is it now? We're down to like 3 o'clock. It's 3. I'm feeling much better now knowing it's 3 o'clock. It'll be light here in 4 hours. Woo! Meanwhile, Jennifer is in California, in Los Angeles, as she normally is. Victoria is on the East Coast. There's a little snow floating around in the Northeast today, but it doesn't look like it's anything serious. Looks like temperatures the rest of the week go up into the 40s and 50s, so you're safe there. And then Jay Kirshner has taken on the job of being mom. Mac is there with her, so we'll hear a little of that. I like hearing Mac. Don't turn the microphone off. Phil McGee is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I just like listening to Mac. I like having that sort of wonderful, warm sound of motherhood. It's cool stuff. There's nothing better, I think, than the role a mother plays. And that's not to say, for those of you who don't want to have children, that you're going to miss out on something. It just is, it's just kind of a neat reality when you look at those little bunchkins. Because I have this new baby in my family. Brendan and Sophie had the baby last week. It's almost 2 weeks now. I saw him last week for the first time. And he is exactly, Victoria, as you expected. He's got a big head and he's got a chunky body.
He's very cute.
Yeah, he's very cute. Somebody asked me to compare, one of the program directors, one of the stations that carries the program, wanted me to compare, and this is not me doing the Hawaii Tourist Bureau's bidding for them, but I was just talking to Tom Kreitler about where to come. On Kauai is much different, so my friend who's the program director said, can you compare this island that I'm on? I've never been here before, and I've been on the other islands. How does it compare to the other islands? And so I would say, when looking at my experiences on Maui or Oahu or the Big Island, this is far less of a tourist trap. There are plenty of touristy things, but you get to experience a lot more here. The locals are all around. It isn't, there are a couple of malls, but it's not like the stuff. When you go to Honolulu, it's like going to New York or Los Angeles. I mean, the buildings and the hubbub and stuff, it's fun. But it isn't, it's different. That's all I can tell you. It's different. And this is the smallest of the islands. It's much more rural, has a small population. Even though there are 25,000 people a week that come here on average as tourists, it's like 250,000 a week that go to the main island. So it's just different, that's all. All the major airlines fly here. I flew over on American from Los Angeles. It's about the same time as flying from the East Coast to the West Coast, same sort of thing. But when you take off, I just gulped. You know, taking off and just thinking for a minute, okay, I'm going to spend 6 hours over the water, and if something happens to one of the engines of the plane, you think about that a little bit, and then you think, listen, it's safe. They're doing it. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of planes. My friend Larry Fuss, who is like I am fascinated with planes and flying, we have this little app that he's looking at on his phone of all the planes that are landing here, where they're coming from. And they're coming from all over the place. I'm surprised the number of planes coming here from Seattle, as a matter of fact. So at any rate, it's a cool place, and I'm enjoying myself, and I hope that helps you understand what the differences are between these islands and the others. As I said, Jennifer is here as usual. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The situation in Philadelphia, why has there been so much attention to New York and Philadelphia over the past weekend? I'm not on the mainland, so I just know out of the corner of my mind I've seen Philadelphia, this, that, and the other thing. What has gone on? Is there more people being robbed because it's Christmas time? Somebody want to summarize what's going on?
I know, because I have no
Philadelphia.
What's going on in Philadelphia?
What is going on?
What's going on in New York? Lots of things. Pick a category. I don't know.
What in terms of what is going on in Philadelphia?
Right.
What would you like to know about?
Smash and grab robberies. How's that for a start?
I can tell you
that's
about
LA.
That from L.A. Yeah. I can tell you about that from an L.A. perspective, and that is that we've been having a lot of them, and that the city was actually on tactical alert on Friday because there were so many smash and grab robberies. People going into, if you don't know what that is, people going into stores, breaking glass, they use everything from the e-bikes, those electric bikes that are all over the street to break the glass or crowbars. And then they go in and they steal things. And so there was a Home Depot that was robbed in Lakewood, which is very near Long Beach in the port of Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And the people just walked in, broke things, and then came right out and they brought with them more hammers and more crowbars. Well, it turns out that they were able to catch some of them. So this time it was only four suspects that had been arrested. The smash and grabs that are happening are so coordinated that, like, up in the Bay Area, they had 80 people walk into a Nordstrom with 25 getaway cars blocking the street to allow them to get in the car and drive away. But this one in Lakewood, they were arrested. Two of them were teenagers. So it's not even like these are career criminals that are getting together and doing this. That's a piece of this. But there are a lot of young people who are now caught up in this and walking in and just taking stuff away. And really, it's because there's no punishment. I mean, we set up the system where people who walk into stores can just walk right out again and not have any consequences if it's $950 or less worth of merchandise. And truly in L.A., even if they do smash and grab, I can't imagine that our district attorney is going to file serious charges against these because he's not a serious DA. And so this sends a message that it's okay to do this. And it's just a circle. It's a very circular thing. They do
round
it.
And
they
around
get caught.
We go. Yeah. Yep.
They don't have any punishment. They do it again.
Yeah, well, these flash mobs that you were talking about, Jen, are just astounding.
They're crazy.
How they're so choreographed.
Yep.
We've had happening people in Nashville?
No, but it's all over the news of what's happening up in the Bay Area.
No. So then it'll get copycatted. Probably.
Well, one of the, and they're
well,
saying
they did
that
it
that's
a bit
starting
in New
to
York
happen.
Originally.
And like Washington, D.C., too.
Yeah, those caravans. And this is where the news media, again, totally not on the, they're not looking at the right thing. They blamed it on the looting and the rioting and BLM and all this other stuff. And it was none of that. It was a caravan of criminals who recruit young teenage boys. And they're on bicycles, they're lookouts. I mean, this is like the mafia level, of organization. It's all done on the dark web. I mean, it's
in the
messaging
apps.
Messaging
that can't
apps.
Be tracked.
Right. And so and that caravan went from, I think it went from D.C. to Philadelphia to New York, and then they headed right out of New York right up to Boston. And everybody blamed those on the Black Lives Matter. It had nothing to do with that at all. It had nothing to do with that. This was an orchestrated attack on these stores that were boarded up. I mean, and they only go for Gucci, and they only go for the high-end stuff that gets resold on eBay, without any accountability. It's a very... although if they get caught on the East Coast,
that stuff gets sold on Amazon. That kind of stuff gets sold on Amazon.
Yeah, Nordstrom's been a big target out in California. So is Best Buy. Best Buy said that their third quarter profits were hit because they've been victimized by these thefts. And now you see Home Depot, they're just getting more tools and supplies to do it. But I think the saddest story that came out this weekend, not just the loss of goods, but a loss of a life. A security guard was shot while he was on duty protecting a news team in Oakland. The team was working for KRON. Doug, you probably know them.
Oh, I saw them.
So their news outlet was out. Kevin Nishida is the security guard.
He was shot by
name.
A policeman, wasn't he?
No, he was not. He was once a police officer. He served the Oakland Housing Authority and then went on, and also Hayward Police, San Jose Police, and the Coloma Police Department. But then he had gone on to work for a security guard. And now there's $32,000 in reward looking for who might have done this. There was a crew covering a story about a robbery, and there were 12 thieves who went into this one wearing masks and hoods, and they raided a clothing store. They were out there at broad daylight, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And someone tried to steal the news, their camera equipment. So the guard tried to stop it. They shot him in the stomach, and he died.
There's no fear anymore. These people will try anything. All right, let's talk a little bit about the new COVID situation, Omicron, and this variant's impact on all of us. The question comes on what will happen because it's originated in South Africa. Well, originated in China, as it did all of the variants. The original, the birth of what happened with COVID came out of the lab purposely in Wuhan. I don't want anybody to forget that. But now we once again are faced with, what do we do? Are we going to shut everything down? Already some countries have restricted travel, travelers and travel to and from South Africa. Israel is basically shut down, period. You can't get in, you can't get out. And there are other countries that are looking at doing the same thing. All foreigners have been banned from Israel. So, and that's the, isn't Hanukkah today? First day of Hanukkah is today.
Last night.
Last night, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Early this year. Okay, so then what do we, is there more to this? I don't think there's any more, anything other than, any talk any more than, okay, there's a new variant. It's all so much hash because there's no real information about it, right?
Well, they're supposed to speak today about what they know. I guess he got an update. So coming up at 11 o'clock East Coast time, he's supposed to give an update on that, and I guess the government.
So if you get a booster shot now, is it going to help you with cromnium or
that's
whatever?
That's one of the ones they don't know. That's one of the X factors, that they're still testing the effectiveness of the current vaccines. That's why the guy from Moderna is already getting out ahead of it, saying that the good thing about the mRNA vaccines, the way that that technology works, is that you literally swap out a sequence like it's a puzzle piece, and you put a new one in, and that's what
makes
it
fascinating. The minds that have figured that out, and you can just take a little piece out, and then how do you manufacture, you know, hundreds of millions of vials of this stuff, taking, you know, this, the, I don't, my mind doesn't go there. I don't even begin to understand. They just take a piece out of something, put another piece
sequencing.
In.
Sequencing. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, but I mean, but how do you make a vaccine out of that? What do you use to make the vaccine? It's, I mean, think about it, how really complex it is. I don't know.
Well, to answer your other question, though, one of the things that they're looking into, this, the early suspicion is that this variant, because it is a lot more transmissible than Delta, but they're also thinking that this has the capability of reinfection. So people who are, you know, relying on natural immunity and didn't want to get vaccines, and even people who've had the vaccine and maybe had a breakthrough case, they're looking into, is this variant going to give more cases of reinfection? The early sort of bet right now is that it can, and so that is, I would assume that's why Israel and the United States have shut down the travel again, because they until we know the real answer on that.
18 past the hour, this is the DJV program. Need gift ideas? The Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone on your list at prices under $15, like a pair of Mechanics Wear black-coated winter gloves, a power torque two-piece magnetic tool holder bar, a slime digital tire gauge, and lots more. Check out the Holiday Gift Guide for great ideas at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 month supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website. It works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Three after the hour now here on the DJV program. I think we've had enough conversation about whether Matthew McConaughey, did I pronounce it right? McConaughey, excuse me, is going to run for governor of Texas. We don't need to spend any more time on that, I don't think. Do we, Jay? I'm not.
No.
I get the message.
No,
all right, well,
he's
we're
not running.
Talk some more about our Works giveaway. If you want to win a prize package from Works, the folks that are responsible for the best electrically powered, it's not a plug-in, it's battery-powered, tools that are great in any personal shop or great in professional shops. You'll get the info from Jay right after this.
Where can I find a must-have laptop at a gotta-have-it price?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need a holiday tech gift for my husband that will make his jaw drop at a price that won't drop mine.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has big savings on the best holiday tech. And now, a Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i7 processor is just $649.99. You save $250. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Ends 12-4, limit 2, in-store only while supplies last.
Many veterans have extreme PTSD all their lives.
I know people that had PTSD from having COVID, but are better now. I can't imagine anyone having it their entire lives.
Imagine sheltering in place forever. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, helps these isolated or sick veterans at no charge to them.
How can I help?
Learn more at HealVets.org.
HealVets.org?
Yes. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
All right, so, Jay, looks like The Rock has given away his truck to a friend. I don't know, friend. Well, he is a friend now, I guess, under any consideration. So what's the story? This Navy veteran has a new truck. How'd that happen?
Yeah. Dwayne The Rock Johnson did a special theater screening and invited fans for his film Red Notice, and he wanted to do something like really cool for them. And he gathered up a bunch of everyone's information, picked somebody. He actually wanted to give away the Porsche Taycan. Is that how you say
it?
The
know
fancy
what that
Porsche.
Is. I've never seen, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, the fancy Porsche that he drives in the film, but the car maker was like, no. And so he ended up giving away his own customized pickup truck, who he always refers to that truck as his baby, and he gave it away to a Navy vet. And as he was doing the deed of giving it away, he is listing off all of this person's, his name, the Navy vet is Oscar Rodriguez, and he's naming off like all these things he does. Takes care of a 75-year-old mom, is a personal trainer, he's a leader at his church, he provides support and meals for women victimized by domestic violence, and just goes on, and he gave this guy his very own truck.
Isn't that cool? Good for him. I just think that he's one of those just guys that's got to figure it out, frankly. He wanted to do things. He planned his course of action, has done what he wanted to do, and he's having a great life, it would seem, and he's helping a lot of other people, which is what we're all here to do, frankly. All right, everybody who was interested in Lindsay Lohan, she's off the market as far as anybody who's interested in Lindsay Lohan. So I didn't even think people cared about her anymore. Why? What's going on with her that she's back in the public eye, other than she's engaged?
Well, she has a Netflix Christmas movie currently untitled that's going to be coming up, where she's starring opposite Cord Overstreet. This is her second engagement. She was engaged to a Russian millionaire before. Is it true that she bought her own engagement ring during that
apparently
engagement?
Yeah.
That time or this time?
That time. The previous time, yes. So, yeah, this is the second engagement. He bought the ring. He is a financer. They're about the same age, so good for her. Yeah. Find some happiness.
What now? Who's the other one that I always confuse with Lindsay Lohan? That's had the cancer and was sick for a while, but was sort of the bad girl.
Shannon Doherty.
That's it. Yep. What's going on with her?
I can't remember if her cancer is in remission or if she has another bout of it or not.
Yeah, that was something I was seeing.
Have to go check.
Bad. Actually, yeah. All right, you do that, Jay, and we'll report back to America in a few minutes. 28 past the hour now on today's DJV program.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Why is this oven still going? Hi, this is Dinesh.
Dinesh's Bakery just landed a sweet catering contract.
40 dozen fritters? Friday at 5 a.m.?
He needs an event planner to help him rise to the occasion.
Oh, every Friday at 5 a.m. Not a problem.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You didn't hear it from me, but the Cyber Monday deals at Kohl's? Amazing! I got 30% off Lego sets, 40% off jeans, and a Ninja Foodie for $119.99. I also got 20% off, and as a Kohl's Rewards member, an extra $10 off because I spent $50. Did I mention the $15 cold cash for every $50 spent? So yeah, checked off my gift list and stayed in my PJs. Win-win.
Select styles. Offer valid November 29th. Lego coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during a Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full off.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Dr. Anthony Fauci told President Biden on Sunday it will take about 2 weeks to have definitive information on the new coronavirus variant, Omicron, that has created new travel restrictions and weakened financial markets. Nearly 800,000 people have died in the United States from COVID-19 since early 2000, and we still don't know the origin of COVID-19. The president will address the nation at 11:45 Monday morning to discuss Omicron. One doctor from Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas, says there's no evidence this is more dangerous than the original COVID-19 virus.
Pretty much any time we've seen a new variant, it's already spread around the world. So the fact that Omicron is in multiple countries in Europe, in the U.S., is not necessarily an ominous sign. And I think that that's a key point to keep in mind. And also remember, we've not seen any evidence that Omicron produces more severe disease.
USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I also want to briefly address one myth about inflated gas prices. They're not due to environmental measures. My effort to combat climate change is not raising the price of gas.
President Biden addressing the nation last week, commenting on the nation's energy crisis. Stephen Moore, a former senior economic advisor under President Trump, told Newsmax President Biden's war on energy is the reason we're at this point in America.
Well, look, I think that the idea of drawing down some oil from the petroleum reserve is probably on balance a good idea, but it doesn't really, it's as Joe Manchin said yesterday, the Democrat from West Virginia, it's a Band-Aid. It doesn't solve the problem that we have right now, which is that Joe Biden has declared war on American energy. He does not want to produce more oil and gas and coal in this country. That's where we get 80% of our energy. And so he is wrong when he says that his policies have not contributed to the higher gas prices. We're down 2 million barrels a day in production from where we should be and where we were at the peak of Trump. So we should be producing more and more oil and gas, especially at the high prices today. But the other thing is, you know, there's a war on pipelines. We killed the Keystone XL pipeline. There's two major pipelines in the Midwest that are necessary to get home heating fuel into people's homes. I'm really worried about this winter, frankly, as it gets cold. I'm from Chicago. It gets to 10 degrees below zero at night. You know, you need your home heating. And there's real questions about whether we'll have a reliable supply for people to keep warm in the winter.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour here on the DJD program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner, and Mac is there as well. We're getting a little insight into what it's like to be a year plus, almost 2 years old, and still hungry, right? I think that's
insatiable. You know,
yes. Well, that's good. I think grow to be good and healthy and strong. Hi there, Mac. That's it. Yes.
Hi.
He's agreeing. Hi, Mac. Good. Good stuff. All right, speaking of good stuff, there it is, Doug. The prince, he is a prince, Charles, has asked some questions, apparently, that are about what you'd expect from him because he's a dunce. Where do we get this information about him? This is in a new book suggesting that Prince Charles asked about the skin color of the baby, Harry
well,
and,
this all
Meghan
started. Lee. This all started with the famous Oprah interview with the Duke and Duchess, and they had mentioned that an unnamed family member questioned the skin tone of their children, but it never really said which family member. Although there was some speculation, and now there's a new book that claims it was Prince Charles who wondered out loud to his wife Camilla, and Camilla was kind of appalled and just was like, "Oh, the kids will be beautiful no matter what." And so the royal family is apparently calling this whole book a bunch of, you know, junk, and Mac agrees.
All right, that's it.
So that's the rumor mill that it was Prince Charles who was questioning the skin tone.
I think that people kind of jumped to that conclusion anyway, because Harry made it clear that it was not the Queen who had questioned what the children would look like during that interview with Oprah. So I think everybody kind of went, well, all right, was it Prince William? And clearly, I guess it wasn't. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that that was a quick, easy thing for people to say, all right, well, obviously Prince Charles was the dunce who said, oh, I wonder what their complexion will be. I mean, it's like... Yeah.
Right. He is the reason that Queen Elizabeth is kicking it as long and as healthy as she is, because she does not want to give him that crown.
I think you're right about that. Yeah, I think she's smart enough to know that he's a dunderhead. So,
well, right. And William's been doing a lot more official business, so it definitely feels like when she's ready to step down, it may skip Charles. It might just go right to William.
Yeah, okay. King William, da-da-da-da. The news... on Ahmaud Arbery's jury findings. That was Friday afternoon, wasn't it, when that took place?
Mm-hmm.
When did the yeah.
Yes.
So all these guys are guilty, right, of murder? Is there something else that comes out of it?
No, they're all, they were all found guilty of murder. I mean, various degrees of murder, but, yeah, they were all found guilty.
So there's no surprise. What happens to them? Life in prison? They get with this Georgia
meter
out.
Depends on how they're sentenced. I'm not sure. I think they all face life in prison, but I'm not sure exactly how it'll go.
Yeah, okay. The trial of who's remembering this? Jesse Smollett, remember the actor from Empire?
Oh, yeah.
Fake the race. So he's on trial this week. What happens there?
Well, we'll see. The two Nigerian brothers... who he claims he wrote them a check for $3,500 for personal training. They claim the $3,500 was to fake an attack on him and so that he could say he was the victim of a racist attack. Jussie Smollett, I don't know what the charges would be, except he filed a false police report, and there's a lot of, you know, paperwork and stuff that he clogged up the system there. But beyond that, obviously, he has no chance of a career again. You know, I never watched Empire. I don't know if he was a big deal or not, but still. So it'll be interesting because the Nigerian brothers are set to take the stand to tell what really happened, and I don't think it's going to look good for Jussie Smollett at all.
What did Jussie even have to gain from all of this? Some
That's
of
always
that
been
no
question.
One seems to.
Some
people said was it he was renegotiating his contract with Empire. Did he want more money? Did he want more screen time? I don't know. Maybe we'll find an answer to that. Maybe we won't. His agent said, well, he's already a star. Why would he need to fake this? That's the good question that everyone wants to find out the answer to. I don't know.
Well, I don't think he really is a star or was.
No.
I don't think most people knew who he was. Another character.
No one knew who he was unless you were watching that show. Now everyone knows who he is, but not for the right reason.
Not for the good reason. The same can be said for Ghislaine Maxwell. Do I pronounce her name right?
It's Ghislaine.
It's a silent S.
Right.
Okay. So that trial is starting this week, too, right, in New York City?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And so she's up on charges of...
She faces 70 years in prison.
For
all of the sex trafficking stuff that she's accused of with Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah, exactly. You name it. Yep.
Grooming, securing,
a
lot of stuff.
I don't see how she gets away with this at all.
Nah.
Unless that infamous little black book that we know about with all of Jeffrey Epstein's secrets and everybody else who was in his book. I don't know. He had videotapes of every room in his house, so of all of his properties. Unless she decides...
You mean video cameras that could tape what was going on.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So unless she decides that... And we know she knows where the hard drives are. I mean, she was the mastermind with him. So unless she decides to hand that over, in which case she would be killed off immediately because these are very powerful people. So I don't know. Maybe she figures I'd be safer by doing 70 years in jail rather than, you know, than spill the beans on everybody. I don't know.
There's a rape conviction that was at the center of a memoir by author Alice Sebold. Is that how you pronounce her name? Sebold?
I think it's Sebold.
Overturned because of what authorities determined were serious flaws in the prosecution. This goes back to 1982. So the rape conviction, which was this lady wrote about. Now, is she responsible? This guy, Anthony Broadwater, spent 16 years in jail, has been cleared by a judge of raping her. She was a student at Syracuse University. So I'm trying to get, she wrote her memoir, Lucky, in 1999. She went to police. She didn't know the man's name, and so they didn't find him at first. And then there was a guy on the street that must have been this guy Broadwater. So he got arrested and thrown in jail.
Yeah, he was walking along. He was
Shall I guess
black
that
man.
He's black? Is
yes.
he black?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And so the cops, I think, picked him up. And even though she did the police lineup and she identified someone else as her attacker, and the cops ignored that information, went right to trial, and he was convicted. And based largely on microscopic hair analysis, which has since been deemed junk science by the U.S. Department of Justice. So this guy served out his sentence. He was released in 1999 from prison. And he had to register as a sex offender. And so he just now has had his name cleared. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a long time coming. But she also wrote The Lovely Bones, which was a very big movie and book. That's really what she's most well known for. That movie was about a child who's murdered.
Well, what has she had to say about this guy? And the overturning of the conviction.
I haven't seen a quote from her yet. I don't know if she is. I don't know if she's been.
How involved was she in the identification of this person that the police just sort of randomly picked up off the street?
Well, once she did the police lineup and she did not choose him, she chose a different guy, and so the cops bypassed that, put this guy on the stand anyway. Basically, she was told by the cops, this is the guy who did this to you. So she, on trial, she said, yeah, that's the guy who did it. So that's, I mean, yeah, she, I don't know how she feels about this. I mean, I certainly wouldn't be able to sleep at night if I knew that
no.
I pegged the wrong person and he, you know, lost multiple, 16 years of his life in jail.
There's so much of that, though. Didn't we have somebody last week that was acquitted, the guy was on death row?
Yep.
And that's completely innocent.
There was another case over the weekend from years ago. Four black men who had been accused and convicted of some sort of murder or crime or whatever, that was overturned for all four of them because the DNA evidence turns out that had nothing to do with them. So this is just happening more and more, which is a good thing. In a sense, it's a good thing because we're following up on these cases.
Fixing problems.
But how do we prevent this going forward? That's the real question.
$64 question. Mm-hmm. Other legal news, the United States government has sued to halt the merger of the two largest sugar companies. This is something the Biden administration, this is one of the few things Biden's doing that I think has some teeth, legs, and is necessary because there's just too much big control of every, you name it, the industry is controlled in the hands of a few. Very dangerous. So now the Justice Department is blocking the sugar manufacturers from merging. U.S. Sugar announced that it wanted to acquire Imperial Sugar, and then apparently the Justice Department says not so fast. So I don't know why they have to sue them. Why don't they just say, no, you can't do it?
Well, because I think the way that the law is written that you have to actually, in order to get a court involved, then the company who says, okay, we're going to merge with this other company, and no one can really stop that. But if you have a lawsuit in place, then you get it into the court system, and then that can be ruled against them. And so that it's an antitrust thing or whatever the legal precedent is that they're using. I mean, I'm very happy with how the Biden administration has dealt with a lot of things, from big tech to repair, the right to repair, which crosses over many industries.
Yeah.
I love that they are this, the antitrust stuff, the busting up of monopolies. We saw that. We saw a lot of big companies get way too cozy during the last administration, and I like that that the Biden administration is putting them on notice.
There's always good. There's good and bad with every administration. There just is. You know, there were good things. Trump had a lot of things that I thought were very good. Frankly,
I always used to ask you what they were, and you never had an answer.
Just general attitude toward business, I think, in general, and breaking up the EPA, except the EPA went down the wrong. They busted them up, but they didn't do, you know, they were still focusing on the wrong things. They stopped the wrong things and kept the wrong.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider that a success.
Yeah. Well, I did, because I'm sick of it. Now Biden's back at it with the EPA declaring that a puddle in your driveway is a waterway. It's incredulous to me, if that's the right word, incredible to think that these people have got so little on their plate that they can be arguing about a puddle in the driveway of a farm. It boggles my mind. So the farmers were all happy when that went away during Trump. Now they're bringing it back again, and it is that simple. You can check it out, look it up. It's that simple and stupid. 46 after the hour. Here's something that's pretty simple, but it's not stupid. It's smart. And I think maybe because I've been eating so much while I'm here in Hawaii, just eat and eat and eat. And it gives you yummy food and the ambiance is fun, so you eat. It means vacation. Everybody says, just eat. You'll lose the weight when you go home. Well, I will, because I'm going to get back on the Calitrin plan. And so I'm not going to be disappointed next spring by the roll. It's a little paunch that's there that I don't want to have. And you don't want it either, because it's not good for your body, not good for your heart, not good for your longevity. It's not good because when you carry that extra weight around, your joints are not going to function properly. So Calitrin to the rescue now. Calitrin does provide you a way to keep your body focused on health and keeping your weight where it needs to be. It's a very simple plan, and easily defined by going to toploss.com. So if you're worried about, you see all these ads for Sonobello and some of these other things, that's pretty drastic, don't you think, to have that kind of an operation to lose the fat? You can lose the belly fat, although that's probably an easy way, an expensive way. This is the way to do it. It takes time, but it's good for your body. I'm not sure those other things are. So let's make sure the belly fat goes. Let's make sure you keep your weight where you want it to be. Go to toploss.com. You'll see the weight loss stories there, the success stories, 86% success rate. Lots of different spotlights every week for success. So you'll have somebody to look at and say, okay, my body looks like that. I guess it'll work for me. Get your body, your health back on track. Keep it on track with Calium. Go to toploss.com, the website. Use the discount code DJV. For all the special, the idea you can get three and get, you know, an unlimited number of bottles of this stuff. You pay for the first jag, and the second jag is free, plus free shipping using the DJV code. Lose the weight safely and successfully with Calitrin.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now 53 past the hour on the DJV program, a visit from Chuck Curry, movie moments, box office totals from the weekend. I want to know how the House of Gucci is doing, and a memorial for Chadwick Boseman after these words.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is a familiar tune from a familiar movie. What's cooking, Chucker?
Andrew McCarthy's birthday today, 59 years old, was in St. Elmo's Fire. A movie I like. That's a pretty good song also in Pretty in Pink with Molly Ringwald. I like that movie a lot also. And Weekend at Bernie's, turns 59 years old. He's doing a lot of TV directing, directs episodes of Blacklist and a whole bunch of other stuff. Yeah, appealing in his day, no doubt.
Good shows. All right, so how'd the house, say it again, Doug, the House of Gucci do over the weekend?
It did actually pretty respectable. Came in number three, $22 million in his first 5 days. That is considered a very solid opening for an adult-oriented movie. Reviews are somewhat mixed, but I know people who went to see it and actually really liked it a lot, said she was pretty awesome in the movie. Anyway, Disney's animated Encanto placed number one, $27 million, $40 million since opening on Wednesday. Ghostbusters Afterlife, $21 million over the weekend, $88 million in 10 days of release. As I said, House of Gucci did $22 million. Eternals, Disney's superhero Marvel movie, $7.9 million, $150 million in 4 weeks of release, and Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City, a very weak 5.3 over the weekend, just a little under $9 million since Wednesday. I just got one other story. Warner Brothers is doing some test screenings of their new Batman, the Batman movie directed by Matt Reeves, a good director, starring Robert Pattinson. Buzz on it is actually really good. The running time, 2 hours and 50 minutes, this at least this cut, comes out March of 2022. The people who watched it, who leaked stuff on the internet, say it's probably the darkest Batman movie ever produced. That's
great.
A lot.
We need more darkness. I wonder if the Tony Bennett concert over the weekend with Gaga helped. Did people put Gaga together as the actress in Gucci with her being a singer and being on stage with Tony Bennett, do you think? Was there any?
Yeah, I think she's certainly respected. I think she's admired by a lot of people who like movies. I mean, A Star is Born, I thought she was awesome in that film. And I think once you do that and you win an Oscar, people want to see what you could do next. It appears she's going to be very selective in what she picks in terms of being a leading actress in film. And she's not going to just jump on a bunch of stuff offered. I think she's going to be very selective going forward.
Well, she got the music career, and that has to also. You wonder if people like Adele will ever go into the movies. Is there something in the
I
movies?
Don't think so.
No? Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No. She didn't come across as someone who would like to do that, frankly. Today is Chadwick Boseman Day, November 29th, his birthday. A lot of people remembering him. He was most famous for the Black Panther, but he certainly did a lot of other stuff. 21 Bridges, I thought, was a very good movie, frankly. 42, where he played Jackie Robinson.
Terrific.
He was wonderful in that. Yep.
Yeah, he was. So... But he kept his business with the colon cancer to himself, and he died. It seemed like he died.
That's why it was so shocking, because it came. Yeah. I mean, to most people, including myself, it's like you see. I thought it was a fake press release, his passing, and it was very, very sad that announcement.
How much of a leg up do the movies do this past weekend? Most of the stuff opened the day before Thanksgiving. What does that do for
Wednesday? It helps. It certainly helps. This is a very interesting time. The box office can get slow up until Christmas, but the week between Christmas and New Year's is a really big week overall for movies and the studios in Hollywood in general.
Got your Christmas tree up yet, Chucker?
Do not.
No. You going to put one up?
I have decorations, but not the tree.
All right. Get that tree up. You too, ladies. All right. That's it. 59 past the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.